today. It's October the 24th. Big news of the day is that the Framingham town meeting did not have a quorum because everybody was at either at the game or watching the Red Sox game. And the Red Stockings beat the other Red Stockings 8-1. For those of you who are paying attention to the classic, Red Sox are going to win in 4. What do you think about that? Put that in my head. You don't ever hear me much get excited about baseball, about sports. I do like baseball. And for some reason, there's something very gritty as a Boston. I'm not a Boston. I didn't grow up in Boston. I grew up in the suburbs of Boston where I live right now. But I suppose they call the suburbs part of Boston. And last night was town meeting. It was supposed to be the last night, and they didn't have a quorum. Everybody said, told the moderator, nobody's going to be here. Anyway, that's the latest on that. Latest on the story, the website contractors are all over the Obama administration. The principal contractor, this is not anything that should shock any of you. The principal contractors responsible for the health insurance website say the administration is responsible for the snags that have crippled the system. Gee, I'm shocked to hear that. You kidding?
That's shocking.
Isn't that shocking to hear? Wowie, zowie. Executives of CGI Federal, which built the healthcare government website, which serves 36 states, designed the part that verifies applicants' income and other personal details, testifying today before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. They're trying to figure out what the deal is. Contractors will, there are other contractors, I'm sure there are going to be others testifying. But many of them are saying that there were too many different companies, and that was because there were political considerations. Another, duh, really? Political considerations going into something like this? Expect to hear a lot of finger-pointing and little in the way of solutions, because these people just don't work on solutions. What do you think the solution is? 888-302-3684. That'd be good for us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show, maybe, to ask Kenny, and on Twitter. What do you think the solution is to, let's forget about blame. It gets, it's maybe a little fun for those of you who don't like the current administration, but after you've had your fun, then what do? You still have a mess. They aren't very good. The problem is they aren't very good at listening, and they all want to show that they're the smartest kids on the block. Many of the Republicans hoping the website glitches are fixed so they can refocus on the law itself, because this has been a big distraction, as you can imagine. So, Kenny, what do we have on Facebook and on Twitter? And other, well, you can send an email to us if you'd like to. But yeah, I'm getting a lot more email now than I used to, about three times as much. And keep it coming, 888-302-3684, always the way to call in. But the email address is doug@dougstefan.com. You can send it to Kenny if you'd like as well, ken@dougstefan.com. So let's discuss this, Ken.
Well, Vicki says Facebook went down the other day. 1 billion folks use that. Tech does that. Where was the outrage, and why is there so much about Obamacare?
Say that again.
Facebook was down the other day. 1 billion folks used that.
I just want to underscore the fact that it was Facebook, and not, I didn't want people to not hear that you were not talking about the administration healthcare website. You're talking about Facebook, which is the most used portal in the world, right? Down.
Right.
Why was it
right
down? By the way, I remember we talked about it, but I don't remember why, if we figured out, or if somebody figured out why it went down.
I don't know if they said a particular reason, but Vicki says tech does that. Mm-hmm. Why was there no outrage about that, but there's outrage about the healthcare website?
You want me to respond to that, or you want to respond to it? There's no outrage about it, because this is a commonly used portal, and they don't claim perfection. I'm not sticking up for Facebook because I don't have to stick up for Facebook. I'm just telling you there's a lot of difference between Facebook and what they do and what the government website for health care is all about. And so it's kind of a specious connection. You can make it if you want. It just isn't a good connection. Comparison.
Yeah, I would just add that Facebook is free, and one way or another, we're paying for Obamacare.
A lot. Okay, what else?
Drexel says, I might support the GOP side if they had a plan to cover the traditionally uninsured instead of just whining about Obamacare.
That's the problem with the Republicans in general. They throw a lot of sticks and stones and mud and other things that would stick to the wall, but they usually don't have a plan. They usually don't have an alternative. They usually just make fun of or complain about or point fingers at those who are on the other side. Come up with solutions there, boys and girls, and you'll have a lot more street cred. All right, comment number two. Please go on, Mr. Kessler.
Sure, one more. Janet says, everybody needs to relax. Obamacare will implode on its own and take care of itself.
Well, I'm not sure that that's either, I'm not even sure that that's good. Things that have been, there's so much energy and money put into it, you got to try to find something good that's there in it. And there are a number of things about this that are good. How it's being paid for isn't one of them, and how the website works isn't one of them, and some of the other things that take control of your life and know too much information about you aren't good. But there are some good things. There are a measure or two or three or maybe four things in there that are good. It's way too expensive, way too intrusive, but yet there are some things that have been addressed that are good. Do we have people? See, real leadership is about fixing the problem. We don't have real leadership. So you don't have people fixing the problem. They're all interested in themselves. And until you find real leadership, somebody will take a helm either side and work toward fixing. Hey, guys, let's talk about fixing this. Let's have, like they do in real business, a bullet, one-page sheet of bullet points of the things that don't work and suggestions on how to fix them. That's, if people were smart, the House Energy and Commerce Committee, for example, whoever the chair is of that, or maybe there's some rising star there on either party come in, this is the way to fix that stuff. So you take one page of all the things that don't work, one page of all the things that do work, and that's how I do it in my business. Yesterday we spent how much time, Kenny, working through some of the stuff that needed to be addressed with regard to the program? About an hour, right?
Yeah, about an hour, maybe a little over.
A little, yeah.
About, yeah.
And we took the things that worked and went through them. Let's do more of this. And we took the things that didn't work and went through them and said, well, let's not do it this way, and we'll come up with another way of doing it. That's how.
And one of the things I thought was really productive about it is that for anything that didn't work, there was no blame. There was no finger pointing.
No.
This isn't work. We need to do this.
Yeah.
And that's how this should be approached.
That's how all problems in life. You have a problem. It even sounds clinical in a way, but if you have a problem in your marriage or relationship, let's put on a piece of paper what works. Let's put on a piece of paper what needs attention. You can do that with anything in life. So if that's the case, how come these people are not doing that? Pretty good question, right? 888?
Arrogance.
Thank you. What'd you say, arrogance?
Yeah, that's
arrogant.
Why they're not doing that.
Yeah. We give them too much power and control. That's why they're arrogant, because they think they're in charge. You are in charge. 888-302-3684. One of the things that we do in this hour especially is listen to excerpts from radio programs that Ken is monitoring during the course of the day and the evening. So we'll bring you some of that with people who want to talk about this. But then there are other things going on. The school shootings, man. We'll talk about that later in the hour. A lot of people talking about the Republicans and why they don't take kind of control of this. We'll deal with that during this hour as well. It's a good day. I'm Doug. He's Ken, and it's about quarter after the hour.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shot, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only, limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
It's a great day to be a CPA, because this bean counter has a new asset, the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team set us up with cloud storage to safely back up our client files and access them remotely. We save big on IT support. Cutting costs and securing files? We're certified, not crazy.
Get special introductory offers at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 30 business and tech services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Musicians, are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like LED mini strobes, $5. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and our focus here for a while on the healthcare system, the nuances, plus and minus, and then how about my idea or our idea? You can take credit for it, too. You can go to work today and say, hey, how about we address it this way? Here's Tracy in Roseburg, Oregon. Yes, Tracy, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir.
I was just hoping you would elaborate on those three or four things you claimed were good about Obamacare.
I think having people covered for catastrophic illnesses is a good idea. I think that people ought to, I don't think I should be paying for it, you should be paying for it, but I think it's a good idea.
It's a great idea, but it really has nothing to do with Obamacare. There's a free marketplace in our country that offers everybody the chance to get whatever kind of insurance they want. And if you can't afford it, there's so much charity out there. There's so many states offer free health care insurance.
It ends up not. What happens, the reality, Tracy, is that you and I are going to pay for it anyway because the emergency rooms are loaded with people, and the law says if somebody comes in, you have to take care of them, you have to treat them. So that means that you and I are paying for it one way or another.
The taxpayers have to pay for the people who can't. However, most Catholic hospitals won't refuse treatment to anyone, and if you have a problem paying or any hardship, they offer charity to anybody who needs it, anybody who asks.
You know, it's a great idea, but there's not enough of it. Appreciate the call, though. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Isn't there some tax on or some way that the nonprofit hospitals are going to have to pay? Didn't I see that yesterday or the day before, Kenny? You know anything about that? There's some suggestion. There's some anger aimed at the administration because there's a plan to tax for the non-profit hospitals would pay more or something into the system. I remember seeing that.
I saw something about that, but yeah. I don't remember the details.
See, there's so much stuff here. We don't claim to know it all. You know something about that? Help yourself to 888-302-3684 as we continue discussing for a few more minutes the healthcare fiasco.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. when I don't have time to eat good food, I take it and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Living on in our memories and also at the cash register. Financially speaking, Michael lives on. It's another list of top-earning dead celebrities that he is on top of. $160 million over the past year. The estate of Michael Jackson has made $160 million. Imagine how well off his children are. God love them. It's back to the state of health care in that discussion. Here's host Tommy Tucker with economist Dr. Walter Lane talking about the problems at the website.
Explain, if you will, a little background, the problems that they've had with the rollout of the website and what they're doing to fix it and who might be responsible for this.
Well, the website has had some difficulties and programming difficulties. Part of it was set up poorly, where you had to go in and register, give all your information before you could do any type of, searching for the different insurance companies or prices or things like that. That was just a poor design. But the other problem is when people try to get in, that they're getting kicked out, or they're not getting the right information, or they put stuff in and it's not going through, and it's been very frustrating where they have to wait for hours. It just doesn't handle the capacity of calls that it's getting, and people found it very frustrating.
And a question I have, Dub, first off, is this just a gateway or an initial problem that you encounter? Because a new poll says 56% of those now think that that's an indication, the website problems are an indication that Obamacare is doomed to fail. But now that could be some people that didn't like it from the first place. And when you register with this and try to get on an exchange, from that point, are you doing business with the insurance company, or are you having to go through some kind of governmental agency?
No, the government, it just provides the platform. And what they do is they connect you with an insurance company. So the insurance companies put information on these platforms, and the government does the initial screening, and what they tell you is how much subsidy you're eligible for. That's the government's part of it. But then they connect you with the insurance company, and the final part of the transaction is with the insurance company.
So you've studied this in terms of systems, in terms of the programs. Would the concern be that then to actually get their subsidy or to verify it, that's why people are saying, wait, if I'm having this much trouble registering, what kind of problem is it going to be to get the subsidy?
Well, I think the subsidy is fairly automatic once you get through the process, but certainly it hurts the confidence. And I guess the biggest fear that people have is that new healthcare market.
Did you start to say forced?
Well, no. Some are being forced in the sense of the mandate. If you don't do it, you're going to have to pay a penalty. Now, the people that have these pre-existing conditions right now that can't buy insurance, they're going to wait all day. They're going to wait 2 days. They're going to wait a month. They're going to get into the system. But what about the young, healthy people, which is the ones that, to make this work, they need the young, healthy people to do it. Well, if you're kind of marginal about whether you want to get it anyway, and you find a hassle getting on, there's a great fear that those people won't come back. And if they don't come back, then we've got major problems, because the way the insurance company works is at the this year that they'd set their premiums at a particular level. But next year, they'll be using their experience from this year. And if the only the sick people buy their buy insurance through this marketplace, then next year the premiums are going to have to go up tremendously. So there's a tremendous fear that if these glitches are keeping away the young, healthy people who are a little bit iffy about whether they want to buy it anyway, that that could cause real problems down the road.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. In his new book, David and Goliath, best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell examines real-life underdogs and the roots of their success. Malcolm Gladwell.
Well, the David Goliath story is really interesting because we've made Goliath out to be this indomitable warrior, but David was the favorite, really, in that battle. Once you understand the power of his technology, he had a sling. And a sling in ancient warfare is an incredibly lethal weapon. That his innovation was in flouting the rules, the rituals of the combat. He decided he wasn't going to fight sword on sword with Goliath. He's going to use a sling. Once he's made that decision, it's over. Anyone watching that battle at the time, the Philistines on one side and the Israelites on the other, once they see him bring out his sling, they say, oh my goodness, it's over. He's won. That story's not about some hopelessly overmatched shepherd improbably winning. It's about a guy who chooses a better technology and breaks the rules and comes out on top. That's a theme I develop a lot in this book, in David and Goliath, talking about all of the limitations on power that prestige and having lots of resources and having authority over others, the value of which we greatly overestimate. So a good chunk of the book is spent in demonstrating how, for example, Ivy League schools are much less useful to students than we think.
Malcolm Gladwell, author of David and Goliath, a book about underdogs, misfits, and the art of battling giants. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hour number two of the daily Doug Steffen Good Day program. What's the state of your thinking? What's the state of your life? What state are you in? State of confusion? State of Missouri? If you're in Missouri, you're sad today because the Red Stockings beat your team. So is there three games here and then they go to St. Louis? Is that how it is, or is it four? Michael, two games here and then two games St. Louis? All right, so, and they're playing again tonight, right? Isn't that where they, is it tonight or tomorrow night?
I think it's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? They have the day off. So that the boys from St. Louis can do a little touring. It's touring time. It's leaf peeping time in Boston. Have a nice time. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, we move away from the discussion, the specific discussion of the health care inaction, and then move into an overview of the Republicans. Because the Republicans, if they had any brains, in my opinion, would be out there leading with suggestions. Who's the number one Republican? I suppose it's a toss-up between Mr. Boehner and Mr. McCain. Here are, but there are young guys like Cruz and what's-his-face, Ron Paul's son, who want to be the leader of the Republican Party. Who knows how that'll shake out. Here are a couple of hosts focusing on the criticism. The Republicans have been the ones behind the criticism of the rollout of the insurance exchange, and they've been the ones who have been critical of the so-called Obamacare as well. And so I've suggested a change in tactics for them. Republicans who want to win, and they want to sort of dismiss the controversy that came about, is that they look bad during this whole last couple of weeks when the government shut down. So how do you rebuild your image, given all of the things you're saying that are bad? Okay, my suggestion is that you come up with something that's really good, something that most people admit the Republicans are not very good at doing. They're good at tearing things apart. All politicians seem to be able to do that, pointing over there. Look at that. That Republican is bad. Look at that. That Democrat's bad. Doesn't fix anything. How do you fix the party so that it has universal appeal to people like me, who used to be Republicans, but got fed up with all of this stuff that's so negative? The biggest part of what they can do will not necessarily come from Mr. Boehner, who's not, he's a good strategist, but he's not very smart. He doesn't come across as being very intellectually challenging. Does he, Kenny, to you? I know a lot of people love him, but he doesn't come across as a big thinker. So how do they fix their problem? Well, Let's see if John McCain can address that in a conversation we monitored on a program hosted by Rob Hunter and Kerry Dozier. The state of the Republican Party is basically the question. What do you think, Mr. McCain? And then you can answer that if you'd like to at 888-302-3684. Certainly giving you plenty of opportunity and plenty of ideas to discuss. So let's see what you come up with after McCain talks.
First question I have for you is about the Republican Party, and I'm just curious as to get your take on this. Who's the face of the party right now? Is it you, Chris Christie, maybe? Or is it like the Ted Cruz, Sarah Palin sort of faction of it?
Well, I think that there's a debate going on in the Republican Party. I think that it's not just on domestic issues, but on foreign policy as well, whether we're isolationists or internationalists. And frankly, it's not clear, because I think this debate is going to lead into the 2014 elections and could possibly be a part of the contest for the nomination for President of the United States in 2016.
Recent poll that came out said that so many Americans are disgusted with what we just dealt with the budget fight that they would fail to reelect their members of Congress, even though they tend to rate their own members of Congress better than Congress in general. So if you're a betting man, which way did the bulk of the voters go? Did they go with the Tea Party or did they go with you?
Well, Kerry, I think that there's many polls. The latest is a CNN poll this morning. On that poll, the Tea Partiers are viewed 28 favorably, 56 unfavorably. Senator Cruz is 23 favorable and 42 unfavorable. I am rated 48 favorable and 42 unfavorable. But other Republicans, like Mitch McConnell, is 23 favorable, 42 unfavorable.
Wow.
And Boehner, same numbers. Look, this shutdown did very great damage to our party, and let's be very frank about it. It was a fool's errand. It harmed the lives of hundreds, if not thousands, of citizens of our state. You know, we turned away 600,000 visitors to our national parks in Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, we lost $45 million in tourist revenue. It's just not acceptable to do that to innocent American citizens, because we are in a fight in a sandbox in Washington.
Yep, fighting over who's the king of the hill. Meanwhile, nobody benefits from that. 888-302-3684. Email to Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. You have any comments on any of these things that are connected to the Republicans, Kenny?
No, but I did have a comment from Steve that said that I had the days backwards and the Red Sox play tonight and they're off tomorrow night.
Ah, right, exactly. Okay, we had it wrong.
Oops.
Oops. Oops, oops, oops. George, listening in Portland, Oregon to the Good Day program. George, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, Doug. This is actually, I'm not George from Portland. It's Tracy from Roseburg, and I didn't appreciate being hung up on. I was hoping we could finish our conversation.
No, we have finished the conversation. We have to move on, sir. 888-302-3684. Don't try to fool me by giving another name for another place. That conversation, it wasn't a bad conversation, just that we have to move along. And here's Mike in Virginia to help us move along.
You have to look at this in context of history. And in 08, when the Democrats came into the presidency, they also had a majority in the House and the Senate, which allowed them to push through whatever they wanted to push through. Of course, there's a backlash. In 2010, you know, the Republicans took the House. And when they did that, the idea would be to, you know, stop the ball from rolling down the hill, which they did and they continue to do. So in the context of that, basically the Democrats kind of ramrodded through whatever they wanted to between 08 and 010. And so now you're seeing the backlash from the Republicans. In terms of what should happen going forward, in my opinion, what people need to do really is just to throw out, when you go to the polls, you know, vote for the other guy. Get all the incumbents out. There should be term limits anyway, but get them all out and get fresh people in there and see what happens. So there's nothing worse than what we have currently.
888. Well, I don't know. I think it could be worse. We could live like the Russians do, or some of the countries in Africa. I don't think you want that. 888-302-3684, discussing the situation with the Republican Party and trying to get as many opinions in as we can. Here's Ron listening to WAYY in Wisconsin.
I'm definitely going to support the removal of the Republicans from charge of Congress this next election. I see them as standing in the way of big changes that we need to take place in the country. I see them standing in the way of raising revenues. That's the biggest thing. I see them standing in the way of not raising the Social Security cap. I see them not removing taxes for benefits for corporations. I see them doing everything possible to slow down Obamacare. And it's something that the nation, there's changes that's going on. Now, the Republicans would like to go ahead and try to control it, but it's not controllable now, especially after the Tea Party is given their, they showed their hand exactly what they're trying to do.
Sir, the worst thing that could happen is to not have the Republicans in charge of something, or if it were the other way around, if the Democrats were in charge of the House and Republicans are in charge of the Senate and the White House, there's no checking. Can you imagine? You think these guys are arrogant now. What would happen if one party was in charge of everything? It's happened many times, and the pendulum always swings back because it's always a disaster. You can't, the system doesn't function well when one side or the other controls it. The whole idea is to get a mix of ideas, but the other side of the coin is, when it gets to the point where there's nobody talking or trying to fix any of the problems because it's always all about them and not about you, then there is a problem. There's a problem, basically, with the whole system. So some pretty smart people, like the ones who put the Constitution together to begin with, do we have smart people around like that? Yeah, I think there are smart people. They were all farmers. Now we get too many lawyers. Maybe we can find a few more farmers. I'd volunteer. I got a lot of common sense. I have a lot of good ideas. I'd join 100 other people, try to come up, or maybe more, to come up with some fix. I'd put my time where my mouth is and devote time to fixing some of these things. What do you think? How about you? Would you do that? 888-302-3684. More thoughts on the state of the Republican Party. I see there are some other folks that want to talk about it, so we'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
musicians. Are you really going to get gear for your Halloween bash at the same place that sells vampire fangs and styrofoam tombstones? Come on, set your party apart and stock up at Guitar Center. Get huge savings on party starters, including DJ gear and lighting, plus guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and more. And now through October 31st, save big on Halloween essentials like half-off black lights, just $10. DJ quality mini fog machines, $29. A gallon of fog juice for just $10. Guitar Center's your Halloween headquarters.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week, I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's Spend the Weekend Savings Sale this Friday through Sunday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken Kessler and UYOU at 888-302 Doug. We're talking about the state of the party. We're having a party. What is the future of the Republican Party? Do they have a winning message? Is it about freedom? Is it about growth? Or is it about sliding backwards? Here's Mark in West Virginia calling to talk about the Tea Party.
I would be voting for the Tea Party in any shape, manner, or form. And I find it interesting, if most people actually sat down and talked to people from the Tea Party and asked them what they stood for, and I won't go into that too much right now, with the exception of they're honorable people, they're hardworking people who care about their fellow man. They want independence and freedom. And I think they also value responsibility and many of the virtues that all of us were raised with, honesty. And what we've seen is the dishonesty of our federal government, which is why most of them don't want to see the government grow any more than it has. And we're also disillusioned about America because we are now growing into a country that has gone from a majority of producers to a majority, soon to be, of takers who don't work, who receive aid from the government, and who are more prone to vote for anybody that promotes the government.
You know, I think you're onto something there. Too many people getting too much, not deserving it, not earning it, just because it's easy. And there's a basic wrong, this for those of us who work in the entrepreneurial world, or those of us who have a job, those of us who contribute, those who don't, will not help our country move ahead. 888-302-3684. Think the Republican National Committee needs to change? Do you read a lot of the columnists, moderates like George Will? Are you, do you read Reason Magazine? Do you read Newsmax? How do you come up with your opinions? Listening to the radio, to some of your favorites, is that how you come up with your perspective? Doug's listening in Indiana to Good Day.
I feel like the Lone Ranger here in Indiana. Our state is an absolute mess, in my opinion. It's really tough here in Indiana to be a liberal Democrat and to care a little bit about your fellow man. And what I have seen is the Republican, especially the right wing of the Republican Party, who they let control them, a few people. The Republicans need to exit themselves from the Tea Party. They're extreme. They're more than extreme. People like Michelle Bachmann, they are a poor representation of the Republican Party. It's changed in my lifetime. I'm 55 years old. I was raised in a right-wing Republican home. I love my dad. I love some of these guys, but their ideological viewpoints are wrong. This is America. I think what really happened is these people hate Obama. They hate things they don't understand. They hate change more than they love their country.
You know, there's a very astute, there are a couple of astute statements actually there. Hate is a horrible word. And those who are so angered by what's going on, you make yourself sick sooner or later. Let's talk about something else we will in just a moment. Stand by. This is Good Day, 51 after.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
A lot of people are talking about the brutal beating and the murder of that teacher in Massachusetts. I don't want to talk about it because I don't think anything gets done. We talked yesterday about that Nevada school shooting and the analysis, and there are more shootings. There was a call in Northern California. Sheriff's deputies went in and shot and killed a 13-year-old boy who had a fake rifle. Okay, so that's the death watch. Let's move into something that actually is good. What you're paying for gasoline. The prices are going down, and that's good. Here are our host, Jack Harris, Ted Webb, talking to Greg Lukowski from GasBuddy.com about the drop in prices.
I think I saw somewhere on Twitter, perhaps, that prices are now turning around and going back up. Is that the case?
Unfortunately, Jack, it is. But we don't see this as a long-term trend. This is kind of just a temporary detour.
A bump.
Since October 4th, we've actually seen Gulf Coast wholesale prices go up by about 14 cents a gallon. And in other parts of the country, we've seen similar increases. California has had the highest increase at about 20 cents a gallon. But those increases aren't necessarily translating into parallel increases in the price at the pump. What we're seeing is just much smaller increases. In fact, in Tampa, over the past week, the price has gone up about 5 cents a gallon. So we're not expecting a 14-cent increase in retail prices. We may see a little bit more increase over the next week or so. But I think by Halloween, we're probably going to see these prices continue the long-term decline that's more customary at this time of year.
Greg, is that flex fuel E85 that is so cheap at $2.99 a gallon, that's the one that's 40% ethanol?
I think what you're actually seeing is the regular 87 octane, at some of those low prices. And I know I can tell you that Jack mentioned that you have a couple stations at $3.05 a gallon. In Tampa today, the lowest price we see is a BP at West Hillsboro and Town and Country Boulevard at $3.09 a gallon.
$3.09, so the $2.99 gas was very short-lived.
It was, but at the time, I should tell you that there were 18 states that had gas stations at below $3 a gallon at that time, and I think we're going to continue to see the number of states in that ballpark increase. We're going to see quite a few more stations below $3 a gallon, I would say, by mid-November.
All right, so is that good news? That's okay. People like that, right? Let's get away from all that. Let's cut the price of gasoline and feel good about driving again. It's fun to go out and drive and not worry so much about what it'll cost. Here to back up this discussion, host Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talking to Don Redman, who comes from the AAA, about the drop in these gas prices.
I guess it was last week, Don, and the price of gasoline here in Louisiana was hitting the lowest it's been since, I think you said, last January. Still falling. So where are we now?
Yeah, we're looking at a statewide average of about $3.16 a gallon, and I think many of your listeners will know that they can find gasoline right now a lot cheaper. I've seen in certain markets in Louisiana where prices are selling below $2.90 a gallon. I mean, we didn't certainly expect a statewide average at $3 a gallon, but it may actually come to that. I mean, we're looking at wholesale prices for gasoline selling for $2.63. a gallon. That's a national average, and that's wholesale before they get to the pump, and that's before you add the taxes and some of the other, you know, miscellaneous fees, as well as a little markup, which would put a national average about 3.25 or a little below that. Well, right now the national average is 3.35, so that means that we can see potentially prices coming down based on wholesale prices another 10 cents, which in Louisiana put us on an average of about 3.06 a gallon. Certainly prices we haven't seen since 2009.
Good news. I mean, I think I got some yesterday for 3.11, so evidently I could have gotten better. So is this going to last a while, or are we going to see it shoot right back up?
Well, of course, it's a very volatile market, but listening to some of the oil ministers in OPEC, I mean, they're happy with, they express content with selling crude about $100 a barrel. Right now, crude is waffling between $101 and $102 a barrel, but the idea of they're not talking about cutting back in production or anything like that. So if we see crude selling at or slightly below $100 a barrel, we could see prices below $3 a gallon statewide.
All right. So, in fact, yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine who's in the oil and gas business in Ohio. Price is down to $92 a barrel. And back again, I say this all the time because it's one of the few things I thought Newt Gingrich really used in his presidential campaign that was inspiring. The price of gasoline, with the costs as they are, relative to the way gasoline used to be priced in terms of what it costs when it comes out of the ground, should be $2.50 a gallon. Let's hold that thought and see it go down.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.